The Washington Post reports the unthinkable keeps happening. The 18th hot car death of the year was recorded last week on the same day that a national public service campaign kicked off to warn parents about the dangers of leaving kids in hot cars. One New Mexico teenager's invention might someday prevent such death. Alisa Chavez, a 17-year-old from Albuquerque, said she was designed car seat alarm system called Hot Seat that might prevent people from accidentally leaving young children in cars. She's now trying to raise money to build a prototype.
It's designed to prevent children from being left unattended in hot cars. It's also designed to be very user-friendly where the parent doesn't have to think about it. I've been around kids my whole life. And the summer before my 8th grade science fair, I heard so many deaths. And being around kids all the time, I just couldn't imagine what it must feel like to lose a child.
Mm-hmm. I think what really works is parents' awareness on this.
Yeah, although some parents aren't very good parents and they're not aware. They don't know about these issues. This is why that girl and her alarm, good luck to her with it. I applaud anyone that comes up with an idea and they follow it through.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I think that she's tackling it from the wrong perspective,
mm-hmm.
because we're talking about parents that either don't know or don't care about leaving their children in a car. And so what if the alarm goes off?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those parents won't be the ones that buy the alarm in the first place. I think what's required is perhaps some automatic ventilation system in the car roof, which would open some very small holes if the temperature inside reaches a certain level. So there's an automatic protection system built in somehow into cars of the future to stop this happening. Or maybe you could even just have some sort of internal air conditioning unit, which when the internal temperature reached a certain level, the automatic mini air conditioning unit would kick in to lower the temperature.
Yeah.
I think the alarm ideas, it doesn't get around the fundamental problem, which is the ignorance of bad parents.
Yeah, and talking about parents should have more awareness and more care about kids, here we got a message from a listener named Draco. He says, too shame to see there is no one pay any attention on the kids' feeling when talking about how they wear. I think that makes sense, really, because if you look at some big brands nowadays, those clothes, some of them are really tight for kids, you know.
Yeah, but the problem is, and the message is a good one, it highlights pester power. Children, advertisers know that they can make children ask their parents for things, and if the kids do not have them, other children will maybe bully those kids or make them feel inadequate.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I take the point, but really it should be the parents that are in charge, you know, and not the children dictating to the parents, I think.